Now here's one number that helps us track the war in Iraq. It came up yesterday when President Bush took some questions.
I'd like to know the approximate total of Iraqis who have been killed, and by Iraqis, I include civilians, military, police, insurgents.
How many Iraqi citizens have died in this war? I would say 30,000, more or less, have died as a result of the initial incursion and the ongoing violence against Iraqis.
The president went on to say that more than 2,100 Americans have been killed. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution who has been following the number of Iraqi casualties since the war began, and he's with us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Steve.
How unusual was it to hear an actual number from the president of Iraqi dead?
Well, it was the first time Mr. Bush has done it. It's the first time I can remember any president doing this in the post-Vietnam era, and it certainly surprised me to hear that he would do it at any point. So I'd say not only unusual, but quite surprising.
Other people have been tracking casualties. Does that figure of 30,000 match with other estimates?
It's not a bad estimate. It probably is at the lower bound if you want to consider including Iraqis who have died from all increased violence in that country since the invasion. In other words, if you want to count people who have died from crime on the streets, which has, of course, grown greatly since the police forces dissolved back in 2003. But if you count more narrowly and focus on those who were killed by American forces or Iraqi security forces or by Iraqi insurgents in specific acts of war, the 30,000 number is about as accurate as one can be at this time.
When you look at some of the other estimates that are out there, is it possible to get a little more detailed within that 30,000 or whatever the precise number is? Is it possible to break it down and know how many have been killed by the U.S. and its allies, and how many have been killed by the insurgents?
Well, it's tough. The United States does often give data on how many insurgents we killed or detained in a given month. But unfortunately, for those of us who like precise data, they always tend to blend those two categories together. And so we usually see estimates of perhaps a couple thousand people who have been arrested or killed in a given month. Insurgents or suspected insurgents, because many of the people who are arrested are quickly let go. We don't really get breakdowns of how many of those are killed, but it's probably in the range of several hundred insurgents killed per month. And the Iraq Body Count, non-governmental organization, as well as others, estimate that the number of civilians who have died is typically in the range of 300 to 800 per month. And so you're looking at the broad ballpark of 1,000 people a month in the time that we've been in Iraq, with probably two-thirds of those civilians and one-third insurgents. But that's just a rough guess.
Is it normal that it's very difficult to determine a precise count of civilian dead in a war situation like this?
Yeah, it really is, because, of course, in a situation like this, you are not typically walking through neighborhoods and counting every body. Usually the families of people who are killed take those bodies away and bury them quickly. They don't often even go to the morgue with the bodies. These are often events that occur in the more dangerous parts of Iraq. Obviously, many of the family members would be inclined to resist further the security forces that killed. It's very hard to do the counting accurately, and I'd say we're off by plus or minus 50%.
Mike, thanks very much. That's Mike O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.